TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I assume everyone is recording?
I am recording! It's good, sir!
Okay.
Okay.
I'm recording. It's so beautiful.
All right. No, I was in a crazy mood this morning. That'll be entertaining.
What are you talking about, guys? He's my normal voice. You just never heard it before.
Oh, boy.
Ridiculous.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, I go watch a better podcast live. The snow turns off power at Andy's house and we discuss net neutrality. And when you hear this sound...
Fly, my pretties! Fly once more!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Beautiful.
Neat.
Welcome
to
TanCast.
At the same time.
Why are you fucking talking?
We're rocking out with the cockouts, Tim. Don't be jelly jelly.
Why would I be jelly jelly if we're all doing it?
I don't know. You're jelly
you
jelly
don't
guy.
Make any...
Tim,
that
Tim
does
likes
not
to
make
be,
sense.
He likes to be unique. He's like, no, only my cock. All the other cocks go back in.
That's just what your mom says.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, Kool-Aid.
No, sir.
Hey, Kool-Aid's here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You fix that wall.
Said Walt?
I said you fix that wall.
What wall?
The wall you just Kool-Aid. Busted through, Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, I thought you were doing some, like, Trump shit. Like,
no, no, it was kind of Dan
started,
Cook.
Man.
He's like, oh yeah,
don't
he's like, oh no.
And don't set Andy off again. He lives on a hair trigger nowadays.
What do you mean nowadays?
Also other days, but also
most
now.
Days ending in Y.
I was making a shitty Mitch Hedberg reference there, but I fucked it up, so nobody knew without me calling it out.
I was making a shitty Dan Cook reference. And you guys missed it, so you know, we're all good.
I was making a shitty TanCast reference, which is every episode of our show.
Yay!
It's Beaner TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And when you hear
and
this
by
sound...
our powers combined.
That does mean there's a link in the show notes.
Sure.
Does not mean that.
Yeah, we finally beat Tim down. It's my goal in life.
Fine, that's what it means. I give up.
It's all I ever wanted, Tim, ever since the day I met you.
It's for me to give up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, whatever Noah says. God. It's been a long con, I'll tell you that right now.
It has indeed.
Well, kudos, Noah. You're living your dream.
Someone's got to.
Yeah. It'd be really awkward for me to live your dream.
Or wonderful. Who knows?
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It's fucking amazing.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I just went to see the Flophouse in San Francisco last night, and that was great.
Oh, Tim, was in San Francisco. Did you have dinner beforehand?
I mean, yes, but not in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. And was it as entertaining as you had hoped it would be?
It was indeed. And when that episode finally airs, I got to ask a question. So my name is on the Flophouse. I would officially list on my IMDb credits, guest of the Flophouse.
Can IMDb
sad.
Just for movies?
Not anymore, Noah.
Tell us more about your experience. What movie did they do?
The Emoji Movie.
Oof.
Yes. That was the general sense I got from them.
Oof.
their scale is like good bad movie, bad bad movie, or movie you kind of liked. And one of the guys like stood up and said, like, they were sitting down like for most of it, and one of the guys stood up and he's like, "No, guys, this was a bad bad movie. This made me not want to watch movies anymore." on the way home, Danelle was like, "So is that what you were hoping that Tancast would be like? Super popular like that?" I was like, "Oh no, she kept it in the present tense." She's like, "Is that what you're hoping, Tank?" I'm like, "No, not anymore. I realized what lane Tancast is in, and it's not that." She's like, "But when you started," I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of had it. I had visions of us like maybe getting popular enough to tour one day, and like Andy wouldn't be able to be on stage, so we'd put a screen or something on, and he would either be in the back room with like a microphone and like, or he would Skype in or something." But yeah, those dreams long dashed on the rocks of reality.
What are you talking about, Tim?
I'd be there. I'd wear a mask. But Tim, for that to happen, you would need a significantly more talented Andy.
We're about to blow up.
I am the anchor dragging this thing down, just right in the middle, right even in the word. I got a hold of the T and the N, and I'm just holding them back.
I mean,
did I sound too joyful?
I mean, he proved his point in the middle of that goofy explanation.
Uh-huh. Did Danelle?
He's gonna argue with him, but he did it so eloquently. No.
Yeah,
Danelle went with you.
Yes, she did.
And what did she enjoy herself?
She did, not as much as I did, but yes. Your city sucks. I just want you to know for driving it.
Oh yes, that's why I don't drive it.
And for parking in.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a car.
I can see why you're like, fuck cars.
I mean, like, basically, when I had a car, if I came home from work like right away, I can find a spot. I mean, and you can kind of know where to find a spot, but especially where, I don't know where you're going, but I imagine it's not as easy. But basically, you didn't want to move your car. After you got home, you're like, "Yeah, I'll just leave my car there until I need to use it in the morning because I'm not going to be able to spot a spot later.
We were by the Hilton near Union Square.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that's a very busy place, a lot of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also SantaCon last night, which was a bunch of people in Santa costumes running around going to bars.
Oh, yeah. Getting drunk. Woo.
And, like, obviously there's no parking on the street, but then I went to go, I was like, "Oh, there's a parking garage." $50 to park in the garage. I was like, "Fuck your mouth forever."
I think that was probably because of SantaCon. Like, I don't think it's normally that expensive.
No, there are places right around that area where there are a couple. They're attached to, like, the higher-end hotels.
Okay.
I think it's to keep people who are not, like, super wealthy from parking there.
All right, fair enough.
Well, it sucked, I'll tell you that. So then we had to park way down. Then we went, there's another parking garage, full. Then we went down a little further and finally got one. And, like, you had to tell them when you'd be back. And if you came back early, you wouldn't be able to get your car until the time you said you'd be back.
Oh, because they stack them.
Yeah. And then we had to hoof it, and we literally sat down just as the intro started. Meanwhile, we had gotten to the city 25 minutes early.
I would generally suggest, like, just drive to Millbay BART or wherever BART station you go to and just BART it in.
Yes, well.
Yes, well.
The babysitter was not here at a time that we could have done that.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, Flophouse, 2 thumbs up. San Francisco parking, 3 thumbs down. I grew an extra thumb like a mutant just to give it more negative review.
I as I get older, I'm like, I'm all for people going out, getting drunk, having fun. But I'm also like, handle your fucking shit. Like, don't puke on, like, random shit. Like, don't pee on people's, like, doorstep. Just, like, get drunk but act like a fucking adult.
That's not how they roll.
Apparently not. I mean, I didn't see anything this year, but, like, Beta Breakers is also a thing where people, like, every year I feel like they put more porta-potties because, like, "Hey, please stop peeing on people's, you know, driveways and stuff," and people just do not fucking use them.
People are shit.
Yep.
And he had some...
That's my lesson.
People are shit.
Yeah. That's what I want you guys to take with you when you leave this podcast. Be like, "What? Tim said something. You know what he said? People are shit."
Remember that always.
I think you're about to say Andy had some major things happen to him this
week. Yeah, he had some adventures.
I did have some adventures.
Great. All right. See you next week, everybody.
We're not going to talk about your adventures.
Living like the third world for about most of a day, about 16 hours.
Third world. You had a refrigerator.
No, that's true. I still had a refrigerator. It was relatively cold. Also running water. Also the toilet still worked. So I don't know, first and a half the world?
I would say it was like you were living with us again, you forgot to pay the power bill.
That is right. And I did actually make that joke about myself last night. I was like, hey, I even paid the power bill this time. It wasn't my fault this once.
You okay, Tim?
I'm gonna die.
Also, it mostly affected us during daylight hours, so that wasn't too bad. Oh, but man, when it was going out, that was some freaky shit. Like, Drew was crying. Partly because he's just not used to the power going out, because, like, all of the service in our neighborhood is all underground. So, like, nothing really disturbs it, like high wind, whatever, we're usually okay. A couple of thunderstorms have managed to take power out. But this time, we noticed some flashing outside, and my wife was like, was that lightning? I'm like, no, I think it may just be like there was a problem with like a light out there or something. And then the flashing got worse and the lights inside flickered. Like, okay, that's a little weird. Then the flashing got super bright outside and like sustained. Like it wasn't like flicker, flicker, flicker. Lights completely went out inside, and I could hear through the wall, now that the heater wasn't running anymore, this sound like, pfft. I'm like, oh, that's high voltage arcing. Like something's burning out there. Like the power of Zeus is killing a tree or something. And it kept happening. And our lights kept going on and off, on and off, on and off. So like we're running around the house, like turning off the TiVo, turning off the router, unplugging all the laptops, everything. Like just get everything that's valuable and damageable disconnected from the power mains because they keep going up and down. And then the ditch in the middle of the night went off for good. So whatever it was, it finally happened.
If your power lines are underground, what was arcing?
So the power lines in my neighborhood are underground, but the high voltage before it gets into our neighborhood is like an actual legit, it's up in the sky on, you know, fairly substantial power poles.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't...
I got some fairly substantial power poles for you.
Yeah.
No, you don't, Tim.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, so it's like just the normal neighborhood service is okay, but... We had somewhere between 9 inches and a foot-ish, I mean, that's my guesstimate, of like, wet, heavy snowfall. So there were trees down and branches down and everything.
Yeah, wet and heavy.
But the local thing that was causing the arcing apparently wasn't even what took us down for good. It was causing the lights to flicker, and I saw the tree that was doing it, and it has a Bernie spot on it. So I don't know if that tree's going to come back
Bernie
to life
Sanders?
In the spring or... Yeah, yeah. Bernie just walked by and touched it. He's like, tree, you're dead.
You see, the top 20% of electric current goes to the top 1% of trees.
Which is why I'm going to kill the top 20% of this one tree.
My plan would bring more ox to more people.
More burnt trees for everybody.
And more trees.
More electrons going to college.
I save the money on combs and pass it on to you.
How does that relate to trees? It doesn't. I just thought it'd make a Bernie has funny hair joke.
Yep. Yeah, so since we didn't open up the freezer or refrigerator yesterday, we decided we wanted some hot food. No microwave,
yeah.
No oven.
Get that hot food.
I guess we could have done something stovetop, but that like left us with like soups and chili. And we had actually had chili the night before, so... wasn't going to double up on that shit. So the roads were melty because it actually got to like 35 or something like that and sunny yesterday afternoon. So I went out to go get food, and quite some distance from my house, the power was still out. So that's when I started to realize that this was much bigger than just the arcing that we had seen the night before. So they actually had to fix the lines near my house, a ways away from my house near a park, and then quite a ways from my house, there we go, where apparently like a tree had just completely come down on and like snapped a pole off, so they had to go replace that pole. And then yesterday afternoon the lights came back on and it was like a little miracle. Meanwhile, my son learned important lessons about like what is electric in the house, because he noticed it was dark in the master. He's like, oh mommy, why didn't you just do this? Ran over to one of the bedside lamps and pulled on the string and nothing happened. Like, that's also electricity. Like, if it lights up and we don't carry it around on a regular basis, it's probably plugged into the main power, bud. It's like, oh, I just always assumed that this was battery because it was small. I thought only the things in the ceiling were TV.
Learning the wonders of the world.
And when the power was going on and off, on and off, on and off, and we disconnected everything, Caitlin got mad because she wanted to, while she was getting all of her medication ready for the next day, because she goes through, she has a lot of medications, and she goes through like the night before, and it's like, here's the stuff I take when I first wake up, and here's the stuff that I take at like 10 or 11, and here's the stuff I take after after lunch, and on and on and on. And as she's like trying to get all that stuff ready, she always watches TV because it's kind of, you know, mindless, and that gives her something to do. She started to get mad at me. She's like, why can't I access the TiVo? I'm like, because it's unplugged. She's like, well, why can't I stream anything? Because that's also unplugged. So I'm just not going to be able to watch anything?
Like, that's how it works.
I mean, I could plug everything back in, but the next time that we get the power surges, like, that doesn't seem smart to me. She's like, well, why do we have surge suppressors? I'm like, because they suppress the surges. They're not like surge armor. They don't stop all the surges. Like, bad shit can still happen. This just lessens the likelihood of it. I'm like, that's why we unplugged everything, is so we wouldn't have to risk that with the valuable electronics that cost a shitload of money to replace. And also, we would lose everything on the TiVo if we plugged that shit back in. So she got mad and stormed off, and then yesterday, she actually, like, when we woke up and there was no power in the whole fucking house, she apologized. She's like, yeah, I may have overreacted last night.
No.
And I said, bitch.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I did not say that.
Yeah, so that was a little frustrating, where I was like, can we, like, I don't know, find something else to do. Listen to music. Do you have any videos downloaded? Play a game. Like,
talk to each other
on your phone. Yes.
I know something we can do without the power.
Oh, yeah!
Nope!
With candles makes it romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I just had chili the day before, so...
yeah!
Actually, no, that was the night I had the chili, so... Ooh. Ooh, man. When I was trying to let the power company... And the power company was having issues. Like, it was overloaded, so you couldn't get to them to tell them, like, hey, I think there may be a line down and, like, presenting a hazard. So I actually had to call 911 so that they could send, like, an emergency crew to go depower the shit. And while I was doing that, I was sitting at the top of the stairs, and just lighting them off. I don't even know if it was from the chili, because if it was, that was fast-acting chili. But Caitlin was still downstairs, like, turning lights off and whatever. And she, like, walked by the bottom of the stairs, and she said it was like an avalanche of farts coming down the stairs at her. Like, okay, well, we know they fall and not rise now. So, yeah, doesn't matter if the lights were out. There was no nookie-nookie happening. Also, my back was kind of stiff because I'd been out trying to keep up with the snow and keep it off the driveway and the walkway.
Well, have her get on top and her do the work.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Ride it like you
Sandy,
stole it!
Now... That it...
Wait, did you steal it?
No, I didn't steal it. But ride it like you stole it.
No.
Okay.
She would need to ride it like I stole it. I need to lay there like I was stolen.
Got it.
Just lay there like a dead person. So sexy.
Just get in the tub of ice so you get nice and cold first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, but man, it was really weird when I went out to get food. First of all, it was weird because I tried to go as far away from the house as I was feeling comfortable, and power was still out. But I saw a shitload of people at the grocery store. I was like, oh, cool. Well, I was going to get the deli sandwiches anyway, so I went with my first plan and pulled into the grocery store. And then as I got there, I realized, like, none of the other stores in that strip mall were open, and, like, I didn't see any lights shining out, but people were coming in and out. This is weird. There's something weird going on. So I go in, and they are on emergency power. Like, they must have had a generator out back running or whatever, but, like, very few lights in the place were on. And they just had, like, police caution tape on the frozen and the deli and, you know, the meat and dairy and all that shit. Like, that was just, like, all, like, walled off. Like, oh, huh. Yeah, I guess that's kind of how it has to work. Because, like... They can't assure food safety for all the rest of that stuff, but all the stuff in boxes is still okay, and they've got enough power to run the registers. So I did some grocery shopping in the dark, and that was kind of odd.
I thought you were going to say they were looting.
No.
That was really pronounced, Noah.
Looting.
I live in the suburbs, Noah. There's no looting.
You never know. They might go crazy.
No, people form an orderly line.
I was like, except the niceties all drop away. There'll be some looting.
Yeah, no. You know where the niceties do fall away? Apparently along with like every single skill that everyone should have picked up, like common sense, traffic. Because all the lights were out, and some assholes were treating that like, oh, no light means green light. And they were just going.
People don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah. And then there were other people who were treating no light like, I don't know what to do, and my brain shut off. And they were just sitting there.
Like, now, I give
okay,
up on light.
They went, then they went, now you go. Now you go. Okay, now they're going again. Okay, now you go. Now you go!
Woo! Andy seems upset.
Nah, it was fine. I was like, I live around here, I know all the back roads. And I took all the back roads. I mean, I had that moment of like, now you go. And then I was like, wait, I don't need to worry about this shit. I got alternate routes.
I got routes in different areas. Nah.
And I kept driving further and further away, and there kept being like power on as I got further away. But like all of the restaurants and stores closed. I'm guessing like there was a lot of power outages in the morning, and the owners of all these places were just like, fuck it.
What were they like?
Fuck it.
Got it.
But yeah, no trees down on my house or on my property. Managed to knock most of the snow out of the trees, so they stopped bending over and touching my car. That was making me a little nervous, especially as people were like posting pictures of the sides of their cars being peeled open by branches falling on them and shit. And also just the sheer number of trees and branches and everything that I saw down while I was out questing for food.
Questing?
Yes. Oh, and then, like, I pull up into the driveway, and I see that the light is on the garage, and I look down, and, like, 5 minutes before that, my wife had texted me, hey, the power's back on. I'm like, cool, I didn't need to go out. We could have just heated up shit we already had in the house now. Like, by the time I got back, there would have been food at the house. But, of course, that would have required seeing the future, and I haven't worked out all the kinks in that yet.
You got to work on that. That is going to be your key skill.
I do. That is my kink, is working out the kinks.
In the kinks.
Yes.
Hmm?
I would sing a song by the Kinks, but I don't know what their songs are, and I generally just like
My Sharona. Is that the Kinks?
I think so.
I'll take your word for it.
I believe it is. I believe I'm correct in this particular situation.
But now we're all going to Google it, just to find out.
Oh, no. I'm going to continue playing Angry Birds.
You're playing Angry Birds?
No.
Tim?
Yeah.
Are you playing Angry Birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were playing Angry Birds.
Because I said it?
No, because you've given up on this podcast.
Is that how you deduce that?
You've given up on us, Tim. You don't care
the
anymore.
Knack. Noah.
What?
My Sharona was the knack.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Noah knows nothing. He's like
Jon
Snow.
Forever.
Has yep. A K and an N in it.
He's got you there.
Okay, Google. What songs do the Kinks play?
Oh, there you go. You really
songs
got me.
Songs by the Kinks include Lola, Waterloo Sunset.
Oh, Lola.
Oh.
That's right.
What was that?
I said,
said you really got me, but Lola, yes. Do, 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 do.
My
now
Yoda.
Tim's thinking Yoda.
My yo yep. Yo.
Oh, you
yo,
both
yo,
I was like, I still know Yoda better than Lola. I'm like, I'm sure there's entire generations of people who know the Weird Al versions of songs and not the real ones. Just because, you know, someone will play like Yoda for you if you're a kid and you're into Star Wars, but they won't be like, hey, have you ever heard this song by the Kinks? A band I just found out sang it.
My yo 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 Yoda.
Mark Hamill was on Colbert last week, Friday, and he did a whole segment and didn't spoil any of Star Wars. I was very happy about it.
Yay!
Well, why would he spoil it?
Like, you know, there was no clips or anything. There was no talk of the movie really at all.
Okay.
I was like, that's exactly what I was looking for.
I wanted to see Mark Hamill.
Like, I had my thumb right
Star
over
Wars.
The fast forward button, ready for anything to happen. I'm like, nope. Watch it. Easy. Boogly.
I don't know if I'm good. I'm gonna work it out.
What are you gonna work out?
Singing it before my trip.
Oh, I found out that the dude who the dude who founded the Cinemark theater chain supported both Donald Trump. It's not both because I'm gonna say more than two. Ted Cruz and also Roy Moore.
Fly, my pretties, fly once more.
Oh, fuck. Is that when I have to stop going to see movies at the Cinemark, which is super convenient to my house, and start going to the AMC, which is super inconvenient to my house?
Does he still have any business relationship with it? I mean, I know he founded it, but did he sell it?
I'm pretty sure he's still the CFO, or CMO.
CEO?
That's the guy.
Well, after 11 years, I'm canceling my XM radio subscription because...
I saw that.
Yeah, the whole getting into bed with... back into bed, apparently, with Steve Bannon.
Bye, Bannon. No?
I left. Got a sensible chuckle.
Yeah, I don't know, Tim. It's a tough decision. I mean, on one hand, I do feel like it's probably not going to make a difference. I mean, morally, it'll make a difference for you. But I think they're going to be doing just fine. I think, however, right. If we all banded together and, like, did the same, then it could have some significance. But, you know.
Banding together does, definitely. Because that asshole that runs Papa John's pissed a bunch of people off with his whole attacking the players for protest on the NFL. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, hey, NFL fans don't actually like it when you attack people's First Amendment rights, and they stop buying Papa John's. And, like, they took a big hit.
I like that meme that was going around that said, like, Papa John's says that the NFL protests are why people aren't buying their pizza. Meanwhile, this is Papa John's. And it was a picture of cardboard with one of those cheese sticks wrapped in plastic and and ketchup drizzled all over it.
They do not make the best pizza in the world.
No. They don't even make the third best pizza in the world.
Their sauce is too sweet.
I mean, there's many things wrong with their pizzas.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Papa John's near us actually does, like, they do a good job assembling the pizza. It's just, like, the stuff that they make it out of is still Papa John's.
That is unfortunate. Yeah. That's all you got. Yeah.
It's like fighting with both hands tied behind your back.
I remember we used to get it for free when I worked at the Blockbuster Video, and I would eat it then, but I would never pay for it.
That story would have been so much better. You're like, and I said no thanks.
I mean,
free or no, this is still something I gotta be responsible for putting inside my body.
I'll be honest, I was not making a lot of money back then, and
I know.
I didn't really care about what I put in my body.
Wasn't the temple it is today?
Not at all.
Jack in the Box.
Fucking every day if I could. 99 cents tacos, yes please.
Yeah, well, like, when we're taking trips into states that have Jack in the Box, my wife will plan when we hit lunch so that she can go get one of their... that's Tim's move. That's very confusing to me. Was it Sourdough Jack? Yeah, that's the thing.
Tim found that way funny than I thought he should.
I just wasn't expecting it.
I agree with Noah.
But anyways, I was going to say, Tim, I don't think a lot of people are going to start boycotting Cinemark.
I mean, I found out because of other people who posted that they weren't going to go see it, but I don't know if it'll be enough.
Well, I mean, if you tell two people and they tell two people and they tell two people, pretty soon probably the same people will get told over and over again because
I was like, exponential soon everybody growth in my actually, same shitty bubble.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exponential growth doesn't actually work that way. Network effects take over.
But Andy, they have kettle corn.
I thought
that was AMC.
Like...
No, Cinemark.
Oh.
I mean, you might be convincing my wife right now, but she's not on this podcast to hear it.
I do not think that is the reason you should still go there.
I don't remember. I told my wife that Danelle had said something, and she's like, oh, so she's allowed on TanCast? I was like, it wasn't
as
Tim
though
she passed
banned?
Along. Like, I talked to Tim other than TanCast.
But the other thing I wonder about, like, with these boycotts is, like, it's not, they aren't the only person involved, right? And I feel like oftentimes, if you boycott a company, it's probably not going to hurt the person high up the food chain. It's probably going to have more of an impact on someone lower on the food chain. Right? Like, you know, maybe they have to lay someone off. I mean, I don't know. Is that a thing? Like, that you're fucking over the little guy as opposed to the big guy?
Well, I mean, there's a critical number of employees to even keep the lights on and keep the store running, even if the total number of customers goes down.
Right.
And if the total number of customers goes down, you know, theoretically that one additional employee that you had servicing the customers, like, it's not that all of the money is going to that employee. You may be cutting costs, but you're still feeling it up at the top.
But, like, maybe like you don't need the extra person at the snack bar, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need the extra ticket person, like, you know. Yeah, there's a bare minimum, but also there's people in the corporate office. And like, you know what, actually, we're not doing well, so, you know, we actually don't need a bunch of you customer service people over here or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that it's not going to... that it's not going to hurt those people. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that by the time that it hurts those people, it will be because it's hurting the bottom line. Like, it will be because it's hurting the business and it's getting the attention of higher ups. And it's not like that money just disappears from the economy. If you guys are you're not going to Cinemark anymore and you're going to some other chain that's out there, I don't know, AMC or whatever.
Right.
If you go to a different movie theater, that other movie theater is going to need more employees to handle the extra business. Follow?
Yeah.
So it's you're shifting money within the economy. It's not like you're damaging the economy. And that shift may hurt somebody at the job that they have now, but it's not like they have to have that job forever. And in fact, if you're not even shifting where you're spending it within the economy, the other job that gets added is going to be a job that could hire somebody with those same skills that other person had.
Yeah, the problem is, like, in my case, it would be someone making, like, a 20-mile commute to change jobs, to be a low-level service guy at a movie theater.
So is Cinemark the only one that's near you?
Yeah, and not only that, it's, like, several Cinemarks are the only ones that are, like three cities, like, in either direction, it's only Cinemark.
Huh.
I have to go, remember the Mercado?
Yeah.
You know where I live in Redwood City?
Yeah.
That's the closest AMC to me.
That's far.
Indeed. Oh, I guess I could probably go to the city, but no. I'd have to try and park there.
There is a Mercado there, and I do go there more often.
Well, the other thing is that if you're still spending money in the area, yeah, you're hurting that one business. Maybe they lay people off, but again, it's not like the money's going out of the area. So those people can find... If you think about people running a movie theater, did any of the people that you worked with at the movie theater have trouble finding jobs in other, like, service industry type jobs? Management or, you know, concession sales?
I don't know. They could be dead. What? We didn't keep tabs on them.
But as far as you know, they're all rich as fuck now because the movie theater shut down.
I ran into one of them. They were working at Jack in the Box.
Okay, all but that one.
Oh, turns out I was wrong. The closest AMC to me requires me to go over the bridge to Newark.
And how long would that take you?
Like 20 minutes?
Let's see. 28 minutes.
Oh. Now, is that the closest theater that isn't a Cinemark? Or are you just...
I mean, if I want to just see crappy independent films, I'm sure I could go see another movie.
Oh. Yeah, no, sorry, I meant... Because I have, like, four different, like, main theater chains within...
Oh, I'm Andy. My life is an endless parade of goodness and lollipops and blowjobs.
It's none of those things. I don't eat lollipops anymore. And to be frank with you, I got a stinky dick.
I wish you wouldn't be frank with me anymore.
Never again.
Should I go back to being Andy?
Never again be frank with me.
No, yeah, no. That's too much truth.
guys, there was one other thing that happened to me this week.
I can't wait.
It was super exciting to me, and it's going to be super mild to you guys.
Oh, great.
But story of our life.
Hang on, let me get any of your birds back up.
Cleaning of the front yard having, like, snowball fights with Drew and everything. I managed to get several pairs of jeans soaked, and then the dryer was off because there was no power, obviously. So I was down to, like, oh, like, I've got these old jeans that I keep thinking I should, like, patch the crotch up, but they've got a pretty substantial hole in the crotch. I can't go take these things out to go find food. So I went into the closet and I got out the jeans that were, like, the jeans that I first was wearing when I moved to Atlanta 11 years ago. It's like, fuck, well, I guess I'll squeeze all my sausage filler into this casing and just, like, you know, deal with the muffin top in it. And I put the jeans on, and they fucking fit! My old jeans fit again!
Huzzah!
Hang on, I just got a bunch of pigs.
What?
Huh? What?
I said, hang on, I just killed a bunch of pigs.
Oh, cool. Celebrate after.
Tim's being a jerk.
I mean, it was so stupid, but, like my wife saw me put him on, and, like her face kind of lit up, and, like, I must have been grinning ear to ear. She's like, She's like, you're like really excited about this, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, this, I mean, yes, I had a snowball fight with Drew earlier. Yeah, that's fun, father, son, mom. I'm like, but this is momentous. and the snowball fight with Drew was, he came home from school. My back was already kind of stiff because I was trying to make sure that, you know, when he was crossing the street from the bus stop that he wouldn't slip and fall or anything. So I was sitting and I was just, I think I was watching, what was it? Oh, Punisher. I was finishing up Punisher on my phone. Yeah. And Drew's like, can I go play in the snow? I'm like, yes, actually your mother just bought snow pants, not even knowing it was going to snow, just figuring it might. Like, so go put those on and, yeah, go. He's like, can I go play with the other kids that are playing in the snow? I'm like, if you're very careful when you're crossing the street, yes, you can go play with the other kids who are playing in the snow. So he goes outside, and like 2 seconds later, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, Drew's not going to remember that time that he went out to go play in the snow, and his daddy watched an episode of Punisher, and it was really awesome, and he finally finished up the season. Drew will remember the time that he went out to play in the snow, and daddy went out to play with him.
Probably not.
Maybe not, but better chance of it at least. Why are my dreams wet and smell like the stuff that Noah was eating? It's all this urine.
No, that's
my
a little sweet little story, Andy.
I know. He kicks his feet.
He sure does.
We made a snowman. And then I took a picture
and
I sent it to
you guys.
Did you
want to make a snowman?
And then some fucktard teenager came by and kicked the head off of our snowman. So I found the head.
Have you ever heard the what is that, Winter Wonderland song?
Yeah, until the other kiddies knock him down. I know.
You gotta expect that shit.
Yeah, Drew was mad, and he was like singing Winter is like something in the meadow we can build a snowman. I'm like, Drew, that verse ends with we'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down.
Sometimes it ends with, I mean, the one verse ends with until it will tell, pretend that he's Parson Brown.
Fuck,
that took me a while to get to.
You're right. But that's the whole getting married part of it.
Well, that's the first one.
I'm in Georgia, not Alabama.
You say Brown?
Parson Brown. Yes, like a last name.
Oh, okay.
I still don't know what a parson is.
Like a preacher, like a pastor.
Sounds like sex stuff.
Oh.
Dirty sex stuff.
No, the rest of there's a lot of other.
Hey, honey,
stuff.
I've been reading this article.
At least you can be taken that way.
Do you want to try some Parson Brown?
Yeah. I'll so parson all over your brown.
Gross. So I put the head back on the snowman, and I came back inside. I told her that I'd put it back up. He's like, but why? Aren't they just going to kick it off again? I'm like, I put it back up because fuck them.
I hope you did not say that.
I did. I actually did say that. Like, he kind of recoiled a little bit. He's like, what? I'm like, because they don't get to win. I'm like, if they come and knock it down again, I'm going to put it back up. I'm like, because the world can be the way you want it to be. And even if someone says that you're wasting your time fighting against the way some bully wants to make it, it can still be the way that you want it to be. It's not a waste of your time to fight back.
But reality, you're probably going to give up some of the time because you're like, fuck, it's not worth the effort.
I gotta be up in the morning.
No, I'm more like the asshole is just gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna keep setting this thing up until you guys get tired of kicking it down. Because this little corner of the world is gonna be exactly like I want it. You're not gonna take this from me.
Excellent.
Yes. But then eventually, sunlight and gravity took its toll. So.
Yeah, what are you gonna do about that, Andy?
Nothing.
You gonna fight it?
But no, that's natural, Noah. That's nature. Teenagers aren't nature. They're an abomination in the eyes of the Lord.
But, I mean, teenagers are actually nature.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's... Actually, we explained that to Drew, too, when he was like, I just want to find him, and I want to punch him in the head. I'm like, no, buddy, it's not worth hurting somebody over.
Sure
I'm like,
it is.
I'll put it back up because fuck them, but, like, it's not worth being mad. It's not worth being violent. It's not worth
sure
hurting somebody. They didn't
of
hurt you.
Of course it is.
I'm like, and also you got to understand, I'm like, teenagers
but Andy,
are idiots.
What if they're Nazi teenagers?
Then it has nothing to do with whether or not they...
Why, Noah? Why?
Then it has nothing to do with whether or not they kick the head off my snowman. I'm still okay with punching them because they're Nazis.
Why?
Because tolerance of intolerance is not the moral position. That's why.
I hate you, Noah.
You love me, Tim.
I hate you.
You love me.
I hate you with the hate of my hate.
But yeah, I saw no signs that it was actually fascist teenagers, so I just put the head back up. I did not lie in wait.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, because it was cold and still snowing.
Also, imagine lying in wait and attacking teenagers. It's probably not going to work out well for you.
That will not look good on a job application in the future.
Probably, but they got to find me first.
If you I mean, they right probably start house, with, I'm pretty sure
hey,
it'd be pretty easy.
Let's follow these footsteps in the freshly fallen snow. Probably.
So wait, you're saying this man attacked you in front of this house right here? This house right here?
Yep. Right, you Could know, you describe the man?
Let's just see who lives here.
Bald beard, glasses. Oh, I'm sorry. No. This can't be the man. I mean, he is large and white as you described him. Also bald as you described him. But there's some cuts on his face, but he definitely does not have a beard. And while squinting, he does not seem to be wearing glasses. So sorry, children. Must be someone else. I would totally just Clark Kent Superman that thing.
Yep, with your plan has off. No flaws.
It was so not me. Style my beard slightly differently. Parted on the other side.
Part your beard?
Yeah, Superman and Clark Kent. At least in the movies, he switched the parts in his hair. In addition to taking the glasses off and not slouching.
But your beard doesn't have a part.
I know. I don't have hair, Tim. Just let me have this.
No, you get nothing.
Okay.
And you'll like it.
I already do.
Good.
Feels so familiar. Warm and cozy in this nothing.
Sorry, so you finished Punisher, or did you actually not finish it?
I did actually finish it this morning. Woke up super early because I took a nap yesterday. Because there's nothing else to do. And that shit was brutal.
I still haven't gotten past the first episode. Like, for some reason, like, anything else has been more pressing for me to go back to. I'm like, I'll get there.
Oh, I also did. I usually let it stack up so I can binge it, but I did start Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because the TiVo cut out while recording Friday's episode. Like, that was when the power flickering was happening.
Ah.
So I'm like, well, I better catch this while I can still stream it.
Stream it.
Yeah. Like stream me. It. Just like me.
I have not watched any of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
I haven't either, in case you guys were wondering.
It's weird. Like I thought bringing Ghost Rider in was weird. This one's weirder.
Well, that's not true. I watched the first 20 minutes of it on an ad on YouTube. I was like, holy crap, this is a long commercial.
First 20 minutes. So you still don't know everything that makes this weird, but you've at least got a pretty good idea of why it's weird.
Maybe not even 20 minutes, but it was long. I was like, holy crap, this is a long ad. And I was like, I'm going to skip it, but I'll see what you're doing. What do you got, ABC?
Every once in a while, a YouTube video catches me. Like, those little videos they played before. Thing, I'm like, alright, like, this seems kind of interesting. Where are you going with this? Most part, I'm just like, skip it.
That's why I've got Adblock installed. I never even see those shits.
And that's why Cracked had to fire most of its writers, dickhead.
Probably. Thought Adblock didn't block the YouTube ads.
It does.
Hmm.
Get you some uBlock Origin.
Oh, maybe I have it. Maybe I just never know. I have a...
I know that there's some difference in how uBlock Origin is able to function on Chrome. It's a little bit... Even with the new UI... Or the not the new UI. The new interface for add-ins, it still can do some shit on Firefox that it can't do on Chrome. So there may be a difference in feature there. So if there is, get you some Firefox and some uBlock Origin.
Actually,
definitely get you some Firefox.
I don't know if I've seen an ad in a while, actually, now that I've said that.
Huh.
Maybe I just never noticed. There's a weird issue with ads. It's like, as soon as you get annoyed by ads, you block it. And then you never go unblock it to see, like, oh, I wonder if they went with less annoying ads now.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the long history of web advertisement tells you not to. Because it's like every time they came up with an ad and people are like, oh, well, that's a little bit annoying. The advertisers are like, people are clicking less on our ads. We should make them more in your face or harder to get rid of or tricky. Or so it's like in that arms race, there's just there's no fucking benefit in you backpedaling. There's no benefit in you giving them that benefit of the doubt again.
Well, until your favorite content creators keep having to cut back and scale back until they're... no longer available or behind a paywall or some shit like that.
I mean, but is that a symptom of, like, us? Or should, like, advertisers be like, hey, you know what? Maybe people don't like these ads anymore. Let's try a different tact.
So there are, well, there is one that Adblock has a default setting where it's like there are certain ads where like the advertisers have, you know, they've sworn, you know, no page takeovers, no sound unless the person interacts and like turns sound on. Like there's a whole bunch of things that those advertisers are not allowed to do. And then Adblock Plus, gives them a pass. I think there are also whitelists that you can load in uBlock Origin that take, you know, kind of a similar highly curated list of advertisers. I also look at it as it's a security issue. So if sites are running ads from ad services, there have been plenty of people because of what those ad services do, where it's like, hey, you know, we're going to let you run your own JavaScript code or, you know, run Flash that we're not going to be able to vet, or, you know, do something where, like, you know, the ad can change itself on the fly as it's out there because of the JavaScript. There have been numerous attacks on people just by virtue of somebody getting a malicious ad into an ad network like DoubleClick, or, well, I guess Google owns them now, so it's the same thing. But yeah, I mean, there have been a ton of drive-by attacks on users by malicious ads on these advertising networks. So even just from a security standpoint, it makes sense to block ads from advertising networks. If a site is running its own ads, which again means that they need to be selling their own ads, and I recognize that there's issues with that, but if a site's running its own ads, they're not going to be on my block list. You know, it's the big ad producers that are on my block lists. I could whitelist, but again, because of the number of times that you know, they call it malvertising, the number of times that shit has happened, all the trust has gone out of me. I'm done, you know?
Well, also, the flip side is, like,
there's nothing to watch anymore.
The flip side is, like,
there's nothing to see out there.
That's why I'm looking at other options, like Patreon and things like that, to actually, like, throw some money at these people. Because I, you know, look at all of the time that I've saved. I was like, hey, you know, I've got a couple of coins to rub together, so let's look at some alternate funding models.
Liar.
The problem that I have with the paywalls is they're typically, like, they're too high. It's like, yes, this site is absolutely worth some money for me to toss at it, but not what they're looking for. And like, no, I'm not going to have a bunch of $8 a month subscriptions, because that shit stacks up quick. And there's no fucking way that you were getting $8 a month worth of ads out of me.
Well, but since the ads were going to everybody, you know, they probably were getting more, but now that...
Yeah, but I'm not... I am not motivated to go pay for a bunch of other people whose advertising revenue fell off just well, because sure. I'm willing to pay for my part of the site. I'm willing to pay
and
for my
and that's why people hate Obamacare.
Oh, a zing! Sometimes you just gotta
Our
pay for those.
One conservative listener who's still listening is like, finally, someone gets it.
No, nobody gets
it. I never thought it'd be Tim.
I mean, I think you know, the reality is, like, advertisers should key into the fact, like, we don't like this type of advertising. Like, that, for the most part.
That's what boggles my mind is, it's kind of like with spam. You know, they're like, well, you know, it costs like a millionth of a penny to send out one spam. So sending 10 million just costs you 10 cents or, you know, whatever ridiculous amount it is. But it's like, that still had to be worthwhile. Like, you still had to have some chance of making that penny or that dollar or those $10 or whatever back. Or just your own time invested in actually setting the thing up and sending all of those things out. Like, even if you're running that thing with low overhead and there's one fucking spammer doing the, you know, the penis pills or whatever, like, there still has to be, at the end of the day, somebody is clicking on that and somebody is buying it. Who... and why, and how can we get them off the internet? Every once in a while I think, how can we kill them because the human race doesn't need them? And I still kind of feel that way, but I also think that us actively killing them is probably still amoral. Even though from, you know, just a purely utilitarian standpoint, we don't fucking need them.
Eddie!
We should be able to kick them off the internet. There should be a minimum level of stupidity where it's like, nope, you're under the line.
So why don't these ad services just restrict who can put restrict what kind of ads you can put on?
Money.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that is often the reason people do these things that are not great for the consumer.
Because it's a race to the bottom. Because if one of them doesn't do it, another one will. And some of them don't do it, and other ones do.
It was like the big ones, like Google. If they didn't do it, and then people were like, oh, well, I'll go with the big one because I know, A, I know the name, and B, they're not giving me shitty Java spam malware ad tard fart.
Well, the problem is that when it does happen to Google, Google goes, oops, takes it down, stops doing business with that one. But the number of ads going through Google, they're not getting checked by human beings.
If only they were a big enough company that they could hire somebody to check into each individual ad.
If only.
It's just too bad they're such a mom-and-pop operation with nobody to hire.
But then they make less. Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah, money.
All comes back to money.
Uh-huh.
Which reminds me, go FCC yourself in the next couple days.
Fly, my pretties! Fly once more!
Yes. Away. Yep.
Or else I'm sure your internet provider will charge you extra to listen to Tancast.
Yep. Because Ajit Pie is going to go do Verizon's bidding. Oh, that's another company I'm not doing business with anymore. I recognize there's issues with the four major cell providers, but Verizon is by far, I mean, Verizon's the one that sued the government in the first place. That's the whole reason why we had the FCC versus Verizon that made the Obama FCC have to implement stricter Title II net neutrality. So for all of Verizon's whining and no, we would never do this stuff. No. You sued to be allowed to do the thing that you're now trying to tell everybody you're not going to do. Also, the government was stopping you from doing the thing. Like, it wasn't like they just put the rules in place. Like, the government was actually stopping you from doing something. So you sued, and now you're trying to tell everyone that even though your butt boy, who is now the head of the FCC, is going to take those rules away, that it's all about just, you know, more competition and less government being involved in people's lives and all the rest of that nonsense. So, yeah, done with Verizon, too. Verizon and XM Radio.
Here's how I know net neutrality is a good idea. Comcast is against it.
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
All I need to know.
I'm like, oh, sign me up for whatever Comcast is against.
Yep. Oh, man, and all
Comcast
the shit.
Comcast is yet to make a good decision. I'm with you, net neutrality.
All the shit that Comcast and Verizon have both said about, like, oh, no, it harms investment. Like, you guys are publicly traded companies. People can actually go and read where you're telling your investors after net neutrality was put in place, after the Title II regulations were put in place, where you're telling your investors that it's had no impact on your future expansion plans or your development. Like, these are all public statements required by law to be truthful, as far as you know, made to your investors. So when your PR people, i.e. paid liars, are coming out and saying it's hurting investments, but all of your lawyers and your accountants are saying it has not changed our investing, guess which group I'm going to believe?
Danelle was like, can you quickly explain, or can you, not quickly, she didn't say quickly, she's like, can you break down net neutrality for me? I'm like, you know, when we were on the cruise and there was like internet you could buy, there was the low price where you could just get email. No. The low price was just social media. Then there was a medium price, which was social media and email. Then there was a higher price, it was social media, email, and video streaming. That's what they wanted to make for everything, as opposed to just, you can buy internet.
Yep.
And I was like, and there's more to it than that, but that is the basic thing. Like, if Comcast has the chance, they can nickel and dime us for everything. Analogous to cable, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, no. Very, very analogous. Like, that. People love making things of, like, this is what the internet's going to look like. It's like, for this tier, you get Facebook and this and that. And for this tier, you get Netflix. But the other thing that they're going to do, and it's way more insidious and less likely to be noticed, is they're going to turn around and they're going to go stick their hands in the pockets of all of the people that we are paying them to deliver bits for. So I pay Comcast, and I say, whatever I ask for up to the limit of, you know, the speed that I'm paying for, fucking send me. Well, they're going to turn around and tell Netflix, hey, your shit's going to run really, really slow unless you also pay us. So even though I'm the Comcast customer, and I have told Comcast I want that Netflix thing, and I am paying for all of those bits to come down to me. Comcast is going to turn around, take money from me, but then also sell me as a service to Netflix and say, no, Andy's not going to be your customer anymore because it's going to suck for him until you pay us more money. So, like, that's less like cable and more like the mafia. And if anybody says, oh, no, Andy's just being paranoid or whatever, none of this is hypothetical. They fucking did it. Netflix had to sue.
Hey, it's a nice streaming service you got here. Be a shame if somebody fucking did something to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Literally. Literally that. Possibly in exactly those words.
Hey, yo, I'm Comcast the Squirrel. They gotta have a mob name, right?
Yeah.
All right, we hit an hour. Let's fucking shut this down. I'm
Tim.
Yeah,
let's do that.
That was Tancast. We loved it.
Let's keep going. Hey, guys.
Not today, not net neutrality.
Tell me about
it.
Your
Got
week.
Go.
I saw Shape of Water. It was good.
That's good.
Remember, never trust the Shape of Water. Go.
Wait, that's not my thing.
Yes,
I know.
Tim's taking care of everybody's thing. This week, I hate that Alabama is going to send a fucking pedophile to the Senate and Donald Trump. And those are related.
Truth.
Do you really want to do your thing, Noah?
I don't know. Never trust people just like Santa to not puke themselves.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Truth. Guys, we did it. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Cookies, okay. Cookies and milk, okay. Beer, okay. Cocktails, okay. Beer and cocktails, not okay.
Andy's doing some weird equation over there. Another kids in the hall bit where only one kid in the hall knows what's going on.
You love that fake, Tim.
I do. Although technically, that was as though the sketch ended. The other two kids in the hall started to walk away, and Dave Foley's just like, "Wait, I got more bits."
All right. Do we want to try to record next week?
What's happening next week?
Well, I think we're going to do a game night day thing. I don't know.
I haven't sent that out yet, but that is not going to happen.
Oh, it's not going to happen. All right, well, that solves my Star Wars problems.
What was your Star... Oh, you were going to go see Star Wars that day?
Well, if we're going to have a game night, I was going to be out, because also I'm going someplace that evening.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I'd be out all day. But now I'm not, you see Star Wars early.
Oh, yeah. See?
Because, yeah.
So no spoilers, please, gents, because I'm probably not going to see Star Wars until I get to California. Which means
I'm going to pull the shit out of it for you.
No.
Yeah, he's going to text you from Machu Picchu.
I mean, Andy, this text cost me $3.
But it's worth it.
Just to tell you Han Solo's back.
Just to kick you in the dick. Try to enjoy it now, cock sniffer.
Well, now he's Darth Solo. He's evil. He's more machine now than man.
Oh, no. Don't export. Don't crash. Don't export.
I won't. I'll just sit here. Let me. Can I touch your weenus?
There we go. Yeah, you can. Hey.
Wait, can you touch your what?
Weenus.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Sex. Yeah.
Blocking
tackle.
Dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm. That's weenus. Sorry, different.
Merf.